What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope where you are, it's another beautiful day. It's certainly a beautiful day here, and from a secret broadcast location. And I welcome all of you to, as always, a mix of good news and bad news. But normally under these conditions, I might say, you know, I think things are turning around, and the exposure of the far left is coming out because the breadth and scope of their behavior is beyond outrageous. It's become an obsession. It's crossed the boundaries of morality. I don't think you need me to run through a whole bunch of these. I'll probably only mention one or two. But you look at self-righteous, hypocritical behavior. And do you know who the personification of that is? I mean, one person is just trying to screw another. It just doesn't really matter in terms of politics. Bernie and Jane Sanders. Of course, Bernie was sabotaged by Hillary, and Bernie didn't have the guts to fire back in the debate. Funny thing is, Bernie's not even a Democrat. He's a socialist. It's amazing. How can this country go socialist? But Bernie just bought his third home for $600,000 somewhere on a lake. His wife, Jane, was making huge money at this university in Vermont. And now there are allegations. Oh, this is great. I love it. I mean, this is what I'm loving every day. That they were involved in inappropriate, because Bernie looked for a favoritism and sparking the money that would fund this college, the $33 million, when it could have been done for nickels and dimes. Ultimately, what happened was Jane was responsible for bankrupting the university, all that lost money, and now they're both in, well, when I say they're both in trouble, I want to go back to the original statement I made. Democrats, socialists, doesn't matter what they do. You know, I mean, normally I'd say slam dunk, jail for both of them. But, you know, the hypocritical behavior of these people is beyond comprehension. And I'd say most people in this country aren't stupid. Why isn't there an outcry? And yet Bernie comes on and he's treated like a hero. So we've got that. I'll be enjoying that. More allegations coming out. Barry Obama knew about the Russian situation on hacking prior to his departure from office and wouldn't say anything. Why? Because everybody assumed, including Barry Obama, that Hillary was going to win the election. Trump came in here. He had nothing to do with any of this when he came in. Now the news is out and another investigation is going on. This is what we're dealing with every day. When you look at the press, all they do is nurture and promote horrific lies. CNN and a pack of lies about Russia had to come out with a public apology. It's incredulous. CBS and NBC ignored the comments by that politician in Nebraska who said that he wished Scalise had died in the shooting. Here's a politician saying that. Response? Nothing. Loretta Lynch now called on the carpet. Maybe I shouldn't use that because she met Bill Clinton on the carpet. She is going to be the subject of an investigation. And Donald Trump? It remains a great mystery. All he has to do is keep his mouth shut and he's got everything made. However, there's no evidence of any crime whatsoever with Donald Trump. And yet we've got a series of firestorms here to indict and convict several people. And when you look at who's running this party, the likes of Nancy Pelosi, she's in the dream world. She talked about what a great negotiator she is, what a great fundraiser she is. She's totally detached from society. And yet, by the nature, very nature of politics, she has so many supporters who are afraid to abandon her because this is a case of you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. That Nancy Pelosi, at this point, her senility has set in, continues to rave, and I hope she gets the support and the vote during the midterm elections to continue to be the voice of the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, on the other end, things you don't really hear about unless you go to some of the conservative publications, because I don't get calls from Washington telling me, hey, Stu, here's a hot tip. I've never feigned any of what I do. It's never been the case. And yet in Washington, reports are coming out that people at the Pentagon actually like Donald Trump. He gives them leeway, led by General Mattis, to do pretty much what they want. Obama, it's been quite apparent, and the news has become public, he tied their hands and he micromanaged. And I'm really putting this nicely. Well, look who you got running the party. You had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Nancy Pelosi. Now you've got somebody I consider an absolute vile thug, Tom Perez. Better than Keith Ellison? I don't know, but Keith Ellison, the only Muslim in office, certainly showed his stripes by exhibiting behavior, anti-Israeli behavior, and pro-Muslim Brotherhood behavior. So take your choice. Tom Perez, every time you think nobody else can emerge on the scene to be more vile, to be more crude, here it is. Tom Perez. And this is where the Democrats think they're going. But what makes this situation even more bizarre is that the whole Democrat Party is moving towards the left. It's become the party of the voice of Bernie Sanders and that total fruitcake, Elizabeth Warren, just one angry Indian. So all this is good news for the Republicans who are seeking to hold on to the House. And I'm going to be realistic about this. It's an issue, and a lot of this issue is really entangled on what happens with Obamacare. And you know, my suggestion is wait, don't pass the bill. Others are saying we've got to do something. We'll be accused of what the Democrats are being accused of. Don't pass the bill. It should be read. I mean, I don't get it. You know, it happened the first time around, and now the Democrats are accusing the Republicans of what they did, not reading the bill. It's 142 pages. I was going to get a copy, but I'm not going to read it. You've got to hold off, and when you come back, it's got to be repeal and replace. I'll tell you, I've never been a Rand Paul fan, but that's been related to his foreign policy. It's been related to his views on Israel. But it's a group of four people who are rejecting this plan where it may not go through. All the Democrats need is for two defections from the Republican Party. But I'm really loving what Rand Paul is doing here, in the sense that it's just better to wait and to get a move that everybody agrees on instead of a rapid compromise that will cause all kinds of issues, negative ramifications. I want to see the uninsured get insurance. I really think that's, you see, that's a positive thing that came out of Obamacare. But now there's the threat we're going to lose 20 million insurers. Insurers have kind of left the ranks. We've got to go across state lines. Lots that has to be done here. All right, we're going to take a break. Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
Oh, 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 you never know how I love you.
All right, Restaurant Dante's July 4th celebration dinner. Don't miss it. If you're in the Cambridge or Boston area, $125 per ticket. It's the annual July 4th celebration. You can go up on their website for more information. It's Restaurant Dante, DANTE.com. And if y'all looking for spectacular food, you're not going to beat it. All right, we continue here, and all these issues about Medicare, you know, Obamacare, and it's confusing, especially to the average person who hasn't read the bill. It's obviously confusing when you're seeing all of these articulate, well, that's what politicians learn to do. They learn to become articulate, even in issues they know very little about. This stuff is so complicated that I don't understand how you could rush it through. And I don't understand why the Republicans were not more organized in anticipation of winning this election. So shame on them, too, for ending up in this situation. We are looking for a balance. And, you know, I have two suggestions. One, repeal and replace, and let's move ahead at a pace to do it. Or I do not support this bill. I don't think it. I think it's leading to a single mandate. I think it's leading for what every Democrat wants, and that's to have government in control of your health. Now, this is a sign of five columns. It's a sign of state control. It's a bureaucratical effort to control your health. I don't want anybody telling me who to see and when I can see them and when my limitations are. I don't mind opportunities for people getting their own private insurance. I think like any other capitalistic endeavor, they should be able to go across state lines with insurance companies and negotiate their own deals. And if you listen to the Democrats try to defend Obamacare, I mean, it's laughable how it's working, and we're making it worse, and it's now going to be called Trump Care. It's absurd. I know that we're talking about the potential here, and I'm not happy about anything with this, a cutback, because we're forced to make these changes in entitlement. But when you're talking about Medicaid and Medicare and expanding Medicaid, any threats to Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security in my belief, is detrimental to except the very rich in this country. It's detrimental to everyone. There are accusations out that the new plan is going to raise the income of the rich and kill the poor. Now, I haven't read it, so I can't comment on it except to say it doesn't make sense. I was at the post office one day. Those were days up until maybe a year ago where I debated and debated. I don't debate anything anymore. The debate's over. And some woman in line behind me heard me discussing politics with someone in front of me. She knew I was, at that time, a Republican, and she said, "You like your Medicare, don't you? And I don't know how old you are, but your Social Security." And I said, "Excuse me, ma'am. For as much as I'm going to get back, it will never be the equivalent to what I paid in." So it's you take that paintbrush and you kind of paint it any way you want. Obama's Medicaid expansion has been one of the thorniest issues for Republicans in their push to repeal the law. GOP senators from states that took the expansion don't want to see their residents lose coverage. The Affordable Care Act gives that expanded Medicaid extra money to do so, and lawmakers from those states worry that ending this funding could be too problematic. It's not easy issues to resolve when you talk about the emotional aspect of them and the problems they could cause. We have to face facts. That's why I'm looking forward to rescheduling Tom Corbett, former senator of Oklahoma, who was, I believe, the most instrumental person in Congress to cut pork barrel spending. If you cut stupid pork barrel spending that we have wasted billions and billions, I don't know, it could be a trillion a year. If you cut that, trust me, and I don't have to be in economics for the government, you'll have more than enough money to cover all the things that are a necessity. And with this being one-sixth of the American economy, that is health care, there are ways to correct this without increasing our debt. And I don't see any attempt happening with that, with some of these ridiculous programs. You know, you can go up on the internet and just type in wasted government money on superfluous projects, and it'll astound you. I mean, you know, $200,000 for making sure the West African ant lives. It's insanity. And how much of this money goes overseas now? I know Trump has been doing a pretty good job on this. I don't have any figures, so I can't defend it from the standpoint of what he has done. But he's with me. I mean, I'm with him, rather. I don't think he's with me. I'm with him on cutting so much of this foreign aid out. I'm not talking about Egypt and Israel and the places that enhance our security. You got to pay for that. It's like bribery money. But what I'm talking about is the tremendous, tremendous waste of trillions of dollars that this country goes through. And it's unacceptable. When the media, left-wing media, gets it, they talk about the trips Trump is taking back and forth to Mar-a-Lago. A speck of sand on a beach. How about Obama's trips? Was it $42 million he spent on his trips? There was a time when Michelle didn't go out on the same plane, but left about, I don't know, 30 minutes later because she had to make sure her dog could go. And they put a dog on a separate plane. That's okay. That's okay. The lovely Michelle. Going to take a break. We'll be back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue.
Like, all right, we're back, and we return with our next guest. Fascinating book. Some really good thinking to go with it. Her name is Billie Kowalewski. And Kowalewski?
Yes.
All right, we got it. And the name of the book is Enlightened. And it is published by Wave Cloud Corporation. Welcome to the show, Billie. Congratulations. Is this your first book?
It is my first book. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And what made you write it, and what is it about?
Well, I grew up in an environment that was very open-minded. My parents didn't want to push any sort of religion on me. As you know, before I was born, they had decided that. So my whole life, I've always been fascinated with where we come from. So that's pretty much where Enlightened has come from. Enlightened is based on reincarnation, and it's set in the afterlife. Basically, Earth is school, and Earth is school, and my main character, Harmony, is challenged by one of her classmates to...
That's all right. Take your time. The name of the book
sorry,
is Enlightened.
Sorry, there's so much about Enlightened to then... There's so much about Enlightened that... It's really hard to sum it up. Enlightened is about life. It's about looking at life from a different perspective. But it's also a love story set in the afterlife, which is a little bit unusual. My main character, when she's challenged to a competition to find one of her her other classmates on Earth, and it doesn't go so well because she ends up dying accidentally over and over for the next several lives, and she's having a hard time with that, and he won't stop trying to find her. But what the real problem is unknown to both of them because they're both coming to Earth to learn about themselves, just like the rest of us are.
Billie, let me interject here.
Yep.
I'm just curious. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Absolutely. I do.
Okay. Do you have any evidence based on your own life that would lead you to this conclusion and therefore in part to writing this book?
A little bit. I've had dreams of past lives. There are different fears and things that I've come across in my own life when I was a kid that did not make any sense, like... For example, when I was a little kid, I was really terrified that I was going to die in a fire. But there was no actual, there was nothing to justify that. And I was really little when that was going on. I've read countless books where there was just a lot of evidence when people went under hypnosis and things. And then just listening, talking to children will enlighten you. In lack of a better word, enlighten you to that there's definitely more to this life than we realize. Little kids will tell you things that they should not know. They know little things. One, for example, my son, when he was 3 years old, as young as 2-3 years old, he knew how to lie. I didn't teach him that, and that was something that those little things, those little clues all the time, they stick out, and, you know, you learn to, you notice them, and you pay attention, and you kind of wonder, well, maybe there is more to life than meets the eye.
Well, and are you saying in a way that you're waking up to discover that the life you thought was never was?
Well, no, yes. There is a lot of evidence to suggest that our life on Earth is not our real one, and that we're here temporarily. There is a reason that we're all here, but none of us, with all the different religions that are out there, nobody really knows why or where we come from for real. All we really have to go on is what someone else here says. So when you look at it that way, you know, they can't all be wrong, but they can't all be right either. And because of my open background, the way that I was raised and stuff, I was given that opportunity to really look at all of this. And then over time, I've kind of developed my own sort of feelings and beliefs on things like that.
How do you measure the interest level in terms of whom this book is for? Who's your demographic?
Well, it's for anyone, really. But mostly I geared it towards the younger generation. Because I no offense, I kind of felt that the older generations are already set in their ways. You know, they've already, some are, not all. I shouldn't say it that way. Not everybody is, you know, narrow-minded in that fact. But if I had written this book and tried to publish it back in the 80s, it probably would not have gone as far as it does now. Because nowadays, people are looking at everything else, and they're not always going with what everyone else says, which is a good thing. But, yeah, it's geared towards, like, the 15 to 25, 30 range.
Well, what message or messages do you want people to take away from your book?
Just strive to be better and to not follow what everyone else is doing or thinking, because the whole point of life is to learn about yourself. That's a lot of the message that's in Enlightened, is to learn about you.
This is a deep subject, and it borders on the religious, the spiritual, the metaphysical. Do you expect to write any follow-up books on this? Because there's a lot of material here.
I actually have more, yes.
Is it on this particular subject?
Yes, but it definitely changes a little bit. Enlightened is not meant to be religious. It's meant to be a love story set in the afterlife. But it definitely has positive messages.
What's been the reaction of people who have read the book? And what have you learned from that reaction?
They usually find the beginning a little confusing at first because it's told from the afterlife perspective. So they don't, it also depends on their background when they read it. Some of them get it right off the bat, and then some it'll take them maybe 2 to 3 chapters before they really start understanding what the book is about and how to perceive it. But for the most part, once they read it, they're hooked. I haven't had anybody yet really hate it.
What was more difficult, the plot? Well, in a sense, well, there is a plot. The plot or the character building?
Yes. Definitely building the characters was challenging. I tried to make them as real as possible, and I think I did rather well there. The most challenging part of this was the beginning, because it's not a typical beginning. The beginning of this story starts at an end, which really throws people off because they think of the end of a life being the end. And that's what we're taught from the beginning of our lives on Earth anyway, is that death is the end. So when you start a story from the afterlife perspective, it feels funny at first because that's what you're expecting. You're expecting it to end. You're like, where is this going? But once you continue, you know, as long as you continue to read it, you will see that the end might not be the end. Maybe that's our true beginning.
All right. Interesting. Interesting perspective.
Thank you.
Billy Kowalewski. The name of the book is Enlightened. It's published by Wave Cloud Corporation. And if you want a little stimulation, get the book. Billy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll be back and wrap things up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How old are you?
25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
I want to get back to the Affordable Care Act, which gave states expanded Medicaid money. And this stuff isn't working out. You know, these insurers and insurance companies are pulling out. Premiums are increasing so much. You know how much they've increased in Arizona? 116%. Deductibles. I mean, there are a lot of stories. I haven't got them all memorized, but I'm thinking about a family that needed surgery that, I don't know, might have been $30,000, $40,000. I don't know what it is. First $12,000 I had to pay out of pocket. There isn't a solution for everything, but this is too big an issue to kick around. How do you encourage young people to invest in something? I think it was Rand Paul who said a dollar a day. Instead of having punitive measures, if you don't buy insurance and you as an American system don't citizen don't have the rights to do what you want, Obama punished you. That's the police state. If you don't want insurance, nobody's going to force you. And if you do want insurance, you should have a choice. Insurers are leaving the states. I'm trying to think whether it's Virginia or North Carolina. There's nobody left. I didn't think it was that bad prior to this. You know, you go on COBRA, you'd always be covered. I mean, everybody's covered going into an emergency room. But not every illness warrants an emergency room visit and a one-time cure. I'm disappointed the Republicans weren't ready for this. But because you weren't ready, I don't believe that two wrongs make a right. Pan it. Put it aside. I know it's delaying tax reform. I know it's delaying repairing the infrastructure in this country. I know it's delaying some of the other great bills that Trump has on the table. But you can't miss, you can't make this wrong. And I'm in no position, nor will I even guess, about all of the subtle differences between this, the new health care program, the House won, the Senate won, and Obamacare, except that I pretty much can say that Obamacare is imploding and something has to be done. You know, Trump came up with it and other people said, hey, just let it implode and all the blame will go to the Democrats, which is a nice thought, but you know what's wrong with that? You have millions of American citizens who may suffer, which is why we have to do something about it. My emotion says just let Obamacare implode and destroy itself. It's happening. And don't forget, remember the $1 billion they spent for a computer system that didn't work? It's just unbelievable. But if you do that, then what you're doing is endangering the finances and the lives of maybe millions of people. So you're kind of trapped if you do, and you're trapped if you don't. And the Democrats are going to say this is now Trump care. And if you have to live with it, you have to live with it. So the House passed a health care bill that would end extra Medicaid expansion in 2020, but some senators, and I'm not a senator, but I'm one of those people who are pressing for a longer transition. We got five Republicans who may defect from this. All you need is two in order to have this plan fail. And I have mixed emotions, but I don't want to see this House or Senate bill succeed. It's a rush action to put a Band-Aid on an open wound. You got the leadership that proposed a three-year transition beginning in 2020, but a contingent of all these senators who are moderate is advocating a seven-year phase-out. I have to be careful with what I say, and so does the average citizen. Well, the average person doesn't because he or she is not on radio. But I'm not going to feign anything here. I mean, at this point, I'm confused. The Senate bill is likely to have deeper cuts to Medicaid than the House bill. So the growth rate for a new cap Medicaid spending level would start the same as the House bill, but in 2025 would drop to a lower growth rate. Then there are people who are saying they don't support lowering the annual growth rate from where it is. And then you've got an entitlement. You got bigger deficits, bigger debt, and the inability to cut in a lot of other areas. Then there's the issue of Planned Parenthood. This is open and shut as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, every bad organization does some good things. When it comes to the sanctity of human life and the videos taken by Keefe, the conservative troubleshooter, indicate the vile basis for Planned Parenthood. We're talking about pro-life. Well, we're talking about extensive issues that don't fit in. Oh, here's the big thing that I forgot. I was telling Matt, gee, what did I forget to say? It's just occurring to me in the last minute. The way these bills are set up, and one of them, and I don't know, I think it's the Senate bill that eradicates it, is if you're a male, you're basically going to have to pay for the kind of coverage that covers pregnancies, hysterectomies, and other things that are just generic to women. And I'm sure the opposite is true. Why would I want a policy that I'm paying for to cover pregnancy that I'll never experience? I think everybody's unanimous about pre-existing conditions. And then we've got the tax credits. I like when the tax credits come back. And they may refund, let me give you an example. Say a 64-year-old makes $27,000 a year. We pay more than half their salary in premiums. So if we got a tax credit back of $4,000 per family. Boy, this is too confusing, isn't it? All right, we'll try to be clear-headed tomorrow. This is Steve Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,